Mishnayis Masechta Mayit Kotten Pedik Gimel is learned in the Nishmas of Relke Basar of Shneir Zalman Nachem Mendel, who passed away. Hanachem Shul Pesach Elofim Tov Shinayin. The Mishnayis is learned the Ilu Nishmasu to benefit your soul. B'teich Shnas Avelus Tein Nishmasu Tzrur B'tzrur Achai. Says Mishnah Aleph, Ve'elu Megalchin B'moyid, the following people are permitted to take a haircut during the Chol HaMoed. Haba Mimdinas Hayom, one who's coming from overseas, and he comes on Chol HaMoed, Umibes HaShivya, or he comes out of jail on Chol HaMoed, Vayoytze Mibes HaSurim, or one who goes out of prison on Chol HaMoed, Vahamenuda, one who was excommunicated, Shetiru LeChachamim, and the Chachamim permitted him his excommunication on Chol HaMoed. And the same thing is when one made a vow that he shall not cut and before Chol HaMoed he didn't find a sage to permit him his vow, and Chol HaMoed they released him from the vow, so then he's allowed to cut, he's allowed to take a haircut. Nazir, and a Nazir whose time of being a Nazir had completed during Chol HaMoed, and a mitzayda, a person with leprosy who has been healed on Chol HaMoed from his impurity to become clean. So they, all these people, are permitted to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Ve'elu megalchim, says the Bar Tanura, habo mimdina sayam, these following can cut their hair. One who comes from overseas, b'moyed, on the Chol HaMoed, shalohoye lepnai legaleach, he had no time to cut his hair, kain on moyed, before the holiday, v'hu shepirish lischoyre, that's provided that he went away for business, l'dover hatzorich, or something that was necessary, avalim lepirish ela letil ba'almot, if he has gone away overseas, just litil ba'alma, just for a stroll, for vacation, like that, then it's also, then it would be prohibited to take his haircut on Chol HaMoed. Vayetze mibeis ha'asurim, one who leaves the prison, vafilu chavush biyad Yisrael, even if he was captured, was incarcerated by the hand of a Jew, shoyim anichil legaleach, he would allow him to cut before Yontiv, nevertheless the Vishoyev Bitzar, because he was in pain, so he didn't cut. And he allowed him to do it on Yontiv, on Chol HaMoed. Umenuda, and a person who was excommunicated, Sheitirulay Neduya Vimoyed, who has been permitted from his excommunication on the Chol HaMoed. The Koidim HaMoed Loy Hayyachal Legaleach, but prior to Chol HaMoed, he was not able to cut, because the menuda also mitispiris, because a excommunicated person is prohibited from cutting them. Or mishen nodar, one who made a vow shalei legaleach, not to cut, v'lei matzah chacham, and he did not find the sage shiyatir lei nidre to permit him his vow koid mamayit, before the festival. Inami, or another way, even if he finds the sage lei matzah, he couldn't find pesach lecharota, a door, an opening for retraction el b'mayit, only on the yom to be found. So in other words, it could not be done before Yom Tov. Or v'hanozir, or the nozir shehishlim nizirosu b'moyed, whose days of nizirus have been completed during the Chol HaMoed. Hachigar sinem, v'atzer v'hametzoyre oile metumosi letarosu. A metzoyre who goes up from his impurity to purity. Im chal shvi'i shalei b'moyed, if his seventh day is on Chol HaMoed, muter b'tispeiris, he is permissible in the haircut. Diksiv, it says v'ikra posik, in Perek Yudalet, Bayoim Hashvi'i Yigalech is called Sod, and the seventh day he should cut all this hair. The Gidluach, so therefore he can do it. Even a Chol HaMoed. The Gidluach, the Nesek Loi Choshiv, the haircutting of a person who has a Nesek of that Tzaraas, it doesn't count over here. She'enei Elodover Muat, Shemegaleach Soviv HaNesek. That's only that he cuts around the Nesek. And therefore, he doesn't mention it over here, but that would also be allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. The reason that every person is prohibited to cut on Chol HaMoed is chutz me'ilashnuim b'mishnah, with the exception of those that are learned here in this Mishnah, is kidei shelo yikavdu legalach b'toich hamayit. So people should not intentionally leave the cutting for the middle of the festival for hamayit shebetelim by melacha, in which they are not working, not they are not preoccupied with work. They are so people who will come on the first day Yantav of the Yantav while they are all manuvel and disgusting with long hair. This is also the reason why they prohibited the washing and the Mayid, because they wanted to make sure that the people will do it before Yantav. Mishnah Beis, Ve'elu mechapsin b'moyed, and the following people are permitted to wash their garments on Chol HaMoed. Abom Medina Sayam, one who comes from a far country, from overseas, Ve'beis HaShivya, or he comes from captivity, or Vayitzim Beis HaSuri, one who comes out of prison on Chol HaMoed. Ba'menuda Shetir Alei Chachamim, and if a person who was in excommunication, and the Chachamim permitted him on Chol HaMoed. V'chei mishenisha l'chacham v'hutar. And also a person who made a vow not to wash his garments on Chol HaMoed, they permitted for him his vow. So he's permitted to wash on Chol HaMoed. Matpechis ha-yadayim, towels that are for the hands, u'matpechis ha-sforim, or the cloth that asaporim, matuches asaporim, the cloth that's in front of the hair cutters, in which they cover the person who is taking the haircut so that it shouldn't fall the hair on him, on his garments. Umitpeches asfag, and these are the sheets that you wipe yourself off, or the towels that when you come out of the bath, all these you are permitted to wash on Chol HaMoed. Hazabin, Zav, that's a male who has a flow coming from him, and the Hazavis, or a woman who has a flow coming, a blood coming from her, and that's when it's outside of the Zavis, outside of the time of the regular menstrual period. V'hanidois, and the Nida, the regular Nida. V'hayildois, and a woman who gives birth. V'chol ha'ilim etum al-tara, and all those who go out from the impure status to become clean on Chol HaMoed. Hada elu mutarim, they are permitted to wash on Chol HaMoed. Ushan kolodim asurim, but all other people are prohibited from washing on Chol HaMoed. Says the Bartanura, Misha nishal l'chochem, and one who had a question for the sage, Shenodar, because he made a vow, Shalei l'chabiz begodov, not to wash his garments. V'nisha l'chacham b'moyed, but he asked the sage on Chol HaMoed v'hitir l'nidrei, so he permitted for him at this point his vow, so this is his first opportunity that he can really wash. And then further, we're talking about the mitpaches yadayim, those are the hand towels, shemenag bim behem yadayim b'shas achila, that you wipe your hands at the time of eating. U'mitpaches sefarim, those are the cloth of the saporim, of the one who gives, of the barbers. Kisus shenaisnim asaporim, those are the garment like that the barbers give lemistaper, the one who takes the haircut, bein kseifov, between his shoulders, mipnei hasar, because of the hair. Ukshebol legaleach leelu hashnuyim the mishnah. And when the barber is coming to cut the hair from those that the Mishnah says you are permitted, because otherwise, what is the barber doing working? So we're allowing him to wash those matpachas, but he shouldn't be cutting the hair, but we're talking about those that are permitted. Shehem mutarim legaleich b'mayit. They are permissible to cut their hair on the Chol HaMoed. Metzorich lechapsim tamid, and these need to constantly be washed, so therefore we are permitting to wash them. Also, mitpaches hasa pogim, that are the towels, shemenagbim bahem, that you dry yourself, kshiyetz min amerchatz, when you go out of the bath. And likewise, v'chol o'ilim metuma letara, and all those who are elevated from impurity to purity, b'moyed and chol HaMoed, mutarim l'chabiz bigdeyem, they are permitted to wash their garments. uklei pishton and garments of flax, afilu shel kol adam mutar lechapsim b'moyed, even anyone's garments are permissible to be washed on chol hamoed, mipnei shem tzrichim kilu stadir, because they require constant washing. Vafilu hamuchubasim erev haregel, even those that were washed on the eve of the yontif, mitanfi miyad, they get immediately dirty, tzrichim kibus b'tei haregel, and they require washing within the holiday, mitin chalama hilkach legozru behu, therefore the sages did not decree about them. Umisheina lechaluk echa, the one who has but one shirt, afilu sheina shel pishton, even if it's not out of flax, muta lekabis b'mayid, he's permissible to wash on the chalamayid. Husha Aimid Aurum Bishas Kvisosi im Ezer Bemosna Bilvad, that he should be conditioned that he's standing undressed at the time that he's washing, just with a girdle around his hips along to cover himself up, Machasi Bsar Evra, to cover his his place, private places. Shazem Ichir, but that would prove Shein Laila Cholakazet, that he only has this one shirt to cover himself. That he is washing, and that's why he's washing it, so then it's obvious to everybody that this is the reason why he's doing it, and that's the condition that he's permitted to do so. Mishnah Gimel, ve'elu koisim b'moyed, and these things you are permitted to write during the chol hamoed. Kiddushei Noshim, you can write on paper, Hariat Mekodesh, that you are betrothed to me, and then with this paper you go and betroth a woman. Gitin, you can write a get on chol hamoed if the husband is leaving to a faraway country, and if you're not going to divorce her, not going to divorce her today, she's going to remain an eguna, she's going to remain stuck. V'shevrim, and also a receipt that the borrower has paid the debt. So the lender can write it on chol hamoed. Daitiki is a instruction from a sick person who instructs his wishes. Matonet, if one wants to give a present, a gift to someone else, or prusbalin, the halacha is that if one is owes money to his friend, so when the Shemitah comes at the seventh year, the loan is cancelled, but when you write that the prusbul, that the debt is given over to Beisdin, so Beisdin can collect the debt when they want, that means the prusbul, so that you are permitted to write on chol hamoed. Igros shum, a letter that Beisdin gives that they evaluated the assets from the a borrower, and that certain assets that they are giving away, that to the lender for the money that he owes. The igris mozen, and when one person dies and he leaves his wife and his daughter, so Beisdin can on chol hamoed evaluate the fields of the person and write that they should sell it so that they can feed the family. So that is called a prusbul, and you're allowed to write it in the chol hamoed. Igris shum, that is when Beis Din gives a letter that they have evaluated the fortune of the borrower that belongs to the lender for the debt. We said this already. Igris mozin, and that if he left the money for his wife and the daughter, so he left the wife and daughter, so Beis Din evaluates how much the fields are, and they write that they should sell it for the food so he can feed his wife and his daughters. Shtori Chalitza, a woman who took Chalitza and Chol HaMoed, so you can write that she should have proof that she had gotten Chalitza. Umi Unim, a orphaned whose mother or brother married her, so she says in front of Beis Din that she doesn't want her husband, so Beis Din writes on a paper that she does not want the husband, then she is permitted to marry another person. Ushtarei birurim, that if two people have a disagreement, so the people choose a person that they rely on one, Zabayr Layachad, and the other one chooses another person that he relies on him. So you write on a piece of paper the names of the people so they should later not be able to retract. Ugzaidis Bezdin, and the ruling of the Bezdin that Bezdin ruled, the Igreshel Rishus, and just letters of optional reddit that one writes to the other, all this is permissible to be written on Chalamoy. Kiddushi Isha, the Kiddusha woman, Kaisiv al Aniyora al Acheres, he writes on a piece of paper, on a piece of clay, Ha'at Mekudeshesli, that you are betrothed to me, Mekadish Boya Isha, and he betrothed a woman, Afa Pisha im Boisha Vapruta, even though it doesn't have the value of a pruta. That's Bishtar, Ulfikach Mutalichte bin Moyed, and their reason why it's permitted, this for this reason, for the following reason, is it permissible to write on Chalamoyed Shemisyare Shemiyakad Menu Acher? He worries that somebody else might come beat him to it. Vahavalei Dover HaOvud, then this matter is a matter that is lost. Gitin, Shereitze Lotzis Bishayora, you rather write the divorce because if the husband wishes to go out with the caravan, in the case of Achshov, and if he won't right now, Tishayor Zoyis Aguna, this woman will remain stuck later on. Vishayvrim, and also you can write the receipts, Shim Yemen Haloive Lefre Chivach, if the borrower says, I will not pay your loan, mainly Shavim Mchaf, I don't have a receipt from you. Shavim Lay, let him, we listen to him, Yelech Darkai, and he should go on his way. Vinimtza, and it turns out the mafsidus meisuf, because he's not going to be able to get paid. So therefore, we allow him to write him the receipt so the guy can get his money. Daitiki is matna shchimra. That's the gift that a person who is sick writes. So pidush daitiki is dot the hay lemekim release. This should be stand up and it should happen. Should divrei shchimra kichsum mechim surim dami, for the words of the one who is sick and deathly sick is like written and given over. Matona, this is matnas bori, and this is a gift of a healthy person. If he's not going to write for him, the recipient might lose the shami yachzeh b'aneis, and the giver might retract. Upruz belin shalei tishamet shviis, so that the seventh year should not cancel the loan. Yafsid ma'isov, he will lose then his money. Pruz bul means prois buli upruz buti, which means koloimer, that means prois buli takone la'ashirim. This is a instituted to the benefit of the rich. Shelo yavro mashakosu b'toyre, so that they don't transgress what's written in the Torah in Dvarim Tzvav, Hishomer lecho pen yidvar im levavcha b'yal. Be careful for yourself, lest a with your heart will be a bad thought, so that's a praise, that's a takana for the bully, for the rich. But takana la'aniyim, it's a praise buti, it's a takana v'nishim, so l'luvis, they should find money to borrow, so that they shouldn't transgress, they should have money. So, and that's why his bully is ashirim, buti is aniyim. So praise bully is takana for the bully, praise buti for the aniyim. V'hilil tikkun pruzbul, Hillel instituted this pruzbul, v'shtar shekoisvim by a document that you write in it, moiser ani lachem pleni pleni hadayonim, I am transferring to you such and such judges, shekol shtar sheyesh li al pleni, that all documents and that I have outstanding for this person, shekvena kozman she'erza, I can collect them whenever I want. V'shum ein shviz v'shamet es halvasi, so then no longer, shviz will no longer cancel his loan. Da'avi kilu gova bezden es choyvei, it's as if Bezden collected the debt. V'shuv loy karinabe lo yigis es re'ei, we will no longer apply to this that he should not try to collect from, demand his friend, because Beis Din has already taken it over, and Beis Din is demanding it. Igres Shum are, those are letters of evaluation. Sheshamu Beis Din Nichsei Loive, those are Beis Din evaluated assets of the borrower who can't pay his debt. V'nos Lomov, they gave it as payment for the loan that he gave to the Loive, and they give his assets to the Malve. Igres Mozin, letters of food, shemachru beiznes akarka, then beiznes sells the property, the mozin isha v'habonis, to feed the wife and the daughters. V'koyisvi maisi beiznes alze, and you write that the act of what beiznes did. Inami, or another situation, Mishikibul Olov Lozen as Bas Ishtoi, one who accepted upon himself to feed the daughter of his wife that he marries. So for her, that's also necessary, so that you can write in the document. Mi'unim is a katana shi'si'u amio ima v'acheo, a minor girl who her mother and sister married her, as opposed to the father who makes regular kiddushin. But if just the mother and the brother, she has the ability, she can refuse later on her husband to say, I don't want this one, my husband, the Yitzhob get, and then she leaves him without a get. The document you write for this testimony, Nikra Shtar Miyun, is called documents of refusal. Shtari Berurim, those are Shebaru Lahem Dayanim. Those are documents in which they chose for themselves judges. Zeb Bayre Le'echo, this one chooses one, Zeb Bayre Le'echo, this one chooses one. Because Vin Shtar, and then you write a document for this, Shele'achzur Ibrahim Al Baledinim, so that the litigants should not retract and change their minds. Unizidus Bezdin, that's Ugzeidus Bezdin, the decrees of Bezdin, Psakdin Sheposka Dayanim, the judgment, the ruling that the judges have given out. Igres Shel Rishus, these are letters of Rishus, Tzivui HaShulten, Shulten. So this is the instructions of the government, K'moi Altizvada LaRoshus, don't, I'll have his hidden baroshus, meaning don't be careful with the government. V'yesh Meforshim, other explain that Igres Shel Shalos Sholem, that this is referring to just letters of greetings, shekaisvim ben adam lachaveda, that person, people write to each other. Mishnah Dalet. Ein kaisvim shtarechei b'moyed. You cannot write documents of debt on chalamoyed. V'imeinem aminei. And if the lender does not believe to give the money to the borrower without a document, oishein lema yechel, or the writer has no money to buy food, for chalamayid, how is a yichtoiv? Then he can write chalamayid, the document, and take money for writing. And koisvim svarim tefillin umezuzis b'mayid. You do not write on chalamayid svarim or tefillin or mezuzis. Vein magin ois achas, and you cannot fix even one letter on chalamayid. Not in the Sefer Torah, not in tefillin, not mezuzis. Afilu b'sefer ha'azora, even in the Sefer Torah. From the Azara, you cannot also, you're also not permitted to fix on Chalamayid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Koisev Odom Tefillin Mezuzas La'atzmei, a person is permitted to write Tefillin and Mezuzas for himself, but not for sale, not to sell them. B'toiva Al Yereichet Chelas Litzitzosei, and he is allowed to spin on the side a thread of Techelas, of this blue wool, which he needs for his tzitzis. Says the Bartanura, in case you start a chay b'mayid, you do not write documents of loan on the chalamayid. Hayel v'yachal lichtoivei lekosvei la'achar amayid, because you can write after yontif. V'im einay maminay, if he doesn't believe him, he won't give him the money. V'ein reitzel halavosu b'loy shtar, he doesn't want to lend him the money without a document. Believe it, tzarich l'mayis, and the borrower needs the money. Case, and then you can write. Oy she'ein loy l'sefer ma'yoychom. Or if the scribe doesn't have money to eat, that is a yichtev, yitl schoris, when he's allowed a right to take his pay. The schar pu'ula l'mishein l'mayechel shori, because money for work to somebody who has nothing to eat, who can't eat, then it's permissible. But filu v'sefer azori says you cannot even fix one letter, sefer teira, shekoyin godl koyde b'yom kippurim, that's the sefer teira in which the high priest reads on Yom Kippur. Even though that is a need for the public, you still don't do it on Chalamayid. La'atzmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says that for himself, the kaima mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah, but not to go ahead to sell it or to rent it. V'toyve al yireichai techeles, that means sheneisen nachut al yireichai. He weaves it, spins it on his side, that he puts the thread on his side, and he rolls with his hand, v'nitzve me'elav, and it spins by itself. But not in his hand, in between his fingers. V'lei bepelach, and not with the pelach. That's the tool, kederach shu'isa, like he does b'chol the weekday. V'alocha, the alocha is tov adam tchilas the big day. Bein bepelach, bein be'even, that the alocha is a person is permitted to weave, to spin the tchilas for his garment, whether it's the pelach, the regular tool, bein with a stone, he's allowed to do so. Mishnahei, ha'koyver es meisur shlishi yom koydin l'regel. If a person buries his dead 3 days before Yontif, and during those 3 days he sat on the ground as the halacha is, so when it comes Yontif, batlo himenu gzeiras shiva, so it's nullified from him the laws of shiva. Shmoina, if he died 8 days before Yontif, batlo himenu gzeiras shloshim, then the laws of shloshim are taken away. Because they said that Shabbos Oila, that Shabbos also counts for the 7 days, but it does not interrupt the morning. If a person sat Shiva 2 days before Shabbos, he has to sit after Shabbos another 3 days. And the fourth day, on Wednesday in the morning, he gets up from Shiva. Regolim mafsikim, but if a person sat Shiva, sat on the ground, sat Shiva for Yontif, so when it comes Yontif, the laws of Shiva are taken away. Ve'enam oilin, but if he did not sit any Shiva on the ground before Yontif, so that, for example, that the person who died was buried on Erev Yontif too late, or he dies in Yontif, so then Yontif is not counted as the day of the Shiva, but after Yontif, you have to sit the entire 7 days, just like all times. Says the Martanura, so that a somebody died for the family before the Yontif, and he conducted himself with mourning for before the Yontif for 3 days. But Shiva, the 7 days has been removed. The decree of 7 days mourning has been removed from him. But the 30 days of mourning, that level of mourning has not been removed. The Hainu Isur Tispoitis, that's the prohibition against a haircut, which is for 30 days. Umayna Achar HaRegel, and then after the Yontif, you count Shloshim Yoim, 30 days, Imagimul Sha'avru Kvar Min HaShloshim, together with the three that have already passed before the 30 days. Upsak Halocha, the Halocha, the ruling of Halocha is Shakaivir as Mesei, that one who buries is dead. Afilu sha'achas koydim haregel, even if he does it for one while before the holiday, batlo himenu gzeiras shiva, the entire 7 days has been removed from him. Shmoina yom koydim haregel, 8 days before the Yom Tov. So if he's even one while before the Yom Tov, then the gzeiras shiva goes down. If he dies shmoina yom koydim haregel, 8 days before the Yom Tov, so that means that there was already 1 day in which the shloshim started, which means he can't take a haircut. Hoyel v'nichnas echad mimei ha'giluach, since one of the days of cutting that he can't do already started koydim l'regel, then that started l'regel, so there is an observance of shloshim already before the yomtiv. Also regel v'vatas shad l'gamri, then the yomtiv comes and takes away totally the other days, and therefore he doesn't have to keep anything, so you don't need the shlesh yom. Shabbos oila, the Shabbos can be counted as part of the shiva. Shabbos shvimei evloi, the Shabbos that is during the day of his mourning period, oila leminyan zayin, that counts as part of the seven. But ve'ena mafsekes, it doesn't interrupt. She'ena mevatelis es hashar, it doesn't take away the others. Eliyashim v'sabal achar Shabbos, so it counts as one of the days, but he has to, it doesn't interrupt, but he has to sit and mourn after Shabbos. The golim afsikim ve'enam oilim, but the holidays, they interrupt, but they don't count. Im no gavelos koydim haregel, if he conducted himself with mourning before Yontif, haregel mafsik, umavatl, it will interrupt, and it will take away the gzeiras lamed, the gzeiras lamed, but im no gavelos koydim haregel, but if he did not conduct himself available before the regal, Ella Hizchil Avilosei Beregel, but he begins the morning on regal, any meregel in Laminyan Zayin, they don't go and they don't count for the number 7. Aval Oilin Laminyan Lamed, but they do count for the 30 days. The time the Shabbos Oilin Lecheshbin Shivas Shimei Avelus, and the reason why Shabbos does count for the is part of the 7 days of mourning, because things that are done in a quiet way do apply to Shabbos, kigoin tashmish amita, cohabitation of prisarosh, and the letting the hair grow, shosur begili harosh, because prisarosh meaning uncovering the head, shosur begili harosh, so it's not revealed. Orchitza b'mayim and b'chamin washing in hot water. She'avul also b'hen b'shabbos. Avul is prohibited in b'shabbos. Avul regel, but on the yontev ain't shum din medin avelus negbay. No laws of avelus apply to it. You can do everything. L'fikam afzik l'gamri. That's why it interrupts totally. Because there doesn't do anything. Ve'im loy chal avelus klal kud maregel. If there was no mourning before at all, before the yontif kigoyin, for example, shenigbar ameis b'toich haregel, that the deceased was buried in the middle of the yontif, in el minyan zayin, then it doesn't count for 7. U'maschil liv neshiv achar haregel, and you start to count 7 after the yontif. Don't understand so much why the Bartanura gives the example. He says regolim afsikim veinem oilim. He says inog avelus koydem aregel. Okay, but he says aregel mafsik umevatel gzeiras lamed. He gives the example. He doesn't say that aregel mafsik umevatel gzeiras shiva. But the Gzeiras Lamed, as the Bartanura said, the Regolim are not just Mafsik. So Regolim, if we're talking about the Gzeiras Lamed, is Regolim Mafsikim. And like if it was Shemayna Yomim before, they would be Mafsik. But it would also Oilin, because the Bartanura says, in just 2 lines or later, Avol Oilin Laminyan Zayin. So Mafsiki Veinu Oilim should refer to Shiva. Shiva, it interrupts, and it doesn't, it's not counted as part of the Shiva, so if he didn't start the Shiva before Yom Tov, it's not, he has to start full Shiva, because that day doesn't count, because there's no Avelus at all that applies to the Yom Tov, he has to do all the 7 again. So the example should be Regoli Mafsiki Veinu Oilim from Shiva, but he starts off with a regal mafsik mevat gzeiras lamed. Why he has to say gzeiras lamed? Okay, but that's also a problem, because the gzeiras lamed is regolim mafsikim, and also oilim. As far as that goes, they are also counted, because if he didn't have a chance to do the giluach, those days. He was still, and so the Yontif, then the days of Yontif count. We gotta look into this further. Anyways, Sivvav, Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Lezer says, Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Ki Shabbos Shavuos has the same halacha as Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Ki Regolim, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like the holidays, and the Chacham Meir, the Chacham say like Divrei Zeh, like Divrei Zeh, not as the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, not as the opinion of Gamliel.